Hello. What is up, you sweet, sweet mukuleles, you wonderful Brentologists, all of you League of Extraordinary Brentlemen, all of the mukakis, and you sweet, sweet muketeers. How are we doing today? Welcome to another Friday, another episode of the Brent Mukai Podcast. I'm your host, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. I don't think I've opened with that specific opening in a while. It's been a busy week. It's been a busy week. Nice, long, busy week. Let's get into it, shall we? What happened? Let's see. So, I'm just getting my days right here. So, this is Christmas week. Let's start with that. Christmas. Good time. Had some chillin' time. Got caught up on Voltron with my roommate, Berto. You might remember him from episode whatever with the filmmaking. I had him on the podcast. Me and him love animated series and animes, and we're actually watching a good one right now called Goblin Slayer, which, if you're into anime, and who are you if you're not? It's a good show. It's a great show. I don't know. We'll see how they round it out. The season finale is happening tomorrow, so we'll see. I think with the popularity of it, it will get renewed for another season, so we'll see. So got caught up on some nice cartoon anime time with the old roomie. Then went over to another buddy's house. He was in town from LA. He's got some family in town, and ate some delicious food, came back, there was more food, watched some Thor Ragnarok, it was on, and, yeah, some other buddies had come over, so we just kind of fucking, it's just a very lazy 25th, let's work backwards, huh? Let's work a little backwards, too, now. So, today's Friday, I got a lot of business shit taken care of, a lot of shit that I needed to do that I had slacked off on, yet another failure along the way, so I had to pay some late fees. It wasn't too bad, but I slacked off on some payment stuff, so I went straight in because I didn't want to fucking deal with mailing or any of that bullshit garbage, so I went straight into the licensing office and took care of my shit, paid for everything. Bang! I'm a business for another year, so there you go on that. Had some lunch with a buddy, took care of some other stuff. I'm switching over from sole proprietor to LLC. I've been told by multiple sources that it's right now it's the best time to be setting up like a small business, and business people are getting tax cuts and shit like that. So I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row for 2019. I know that I'm a little late to the party. It's already almost over, but took care of some emails, took care of some other shit that I needed to do, and I'm feeling accomplished. Still some stuff I need to do, still some letters I need to send out, and some stickers I need to send, which, by the way, if you are at all curious about how to get one of our amazing stickers, one of my amazing stickers, the Sweet Bung stickers, shoot me either direct message on any of the social medias, or you can send me an email. That's what it is. An email. You can send me an email, an electronic mail, giving me your address, and I'll send one over. The weekends have been a little bit nuts, the holidays. My brain's all crazy. Like, I did a lot today. I got a lot accomplished. A lot of stuff that I didn't want to do that I'd kind of been holding off on. So, now that it's finally done, I'm feeling much, much better. Let me grab my phone, because I'm gonna... You know what? No, I won't grab my phone. Fuck that phone. So I did that today. Yesterday was a good day. Again, met up with my friend, my guy, Kopi. We're trying to get more into the keynote speaking and all of the improv corporate training stuff. I picked up a gig this week, so I'm happy about that. Picked up a gig in a couple of weeks here, so I'll be I'll be talking for a group of like 8 women for that are together for like a group session thing that they do monthly, and they want better communication skills, stuff like that. The cool part was I got referred to that woman by a woman who she named, and I did not remember the name, so I must be doing something right, because people are hitting me up and asking for my services, and it's getting to the point where I'm not remembering every single person's name. So what else am I doing? Rewinding, yesterday met up with Kopi, did some more work, trying to get more business, trying to drum up more stuff, and then got to teach at the voice actor's studio. I was teaching the last week of a 4-week intro to voiceover class, and it was fun, it was good. It's just really cool helping people find something that they want to do. Like, that's the biggest joy I think I get from doing all the teaching that I do. It's just cool being somebody who can be a positive influence in somebody's life, and I think a lot of people fall into what they're going to do without much thought, and then start making money, and then get used to a certain lifestyle because of the money that they're making, and then before they know it, they're stuck in this lifestyle and don't really know what satisfies them, or if their job even brings them joy. And I think that that's important, because there's so much time. Like, you spend so much time just at work. So much time. I mean, holy shit. 40 hours a week is a long-ass amount of time. Like, I don't know. It would be hard for me to go back. I'm not afraid to go back and get a job and do the whole thing. You know, make money and fucking really grind at it, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing, like, and getting the opportunity. How good I am as a whole, and on the whole of everything I need to do, such as finance and business and marketing, I'm getting better. I'm trying to get better, and I'm striving. So it's kind of interesting living this life. It's not what people expect, but the cool part is that I get to help encourage others and other people. Like, it's cool to teach that 4-week class, because it's where I started my journey, was with that 4-week class, and now that I'm teaching it, I'm getting an opportunity to teach others and kind of guide others on the journey. So a journey towards their own happiness. I mean, is there anything better than that? Doing what you love? Maybe sitting around on a beach somewhere not doing shit and having like all the money in the world. That might be cool. See, I think that, but then it sounds like it would get terribly boring. Like, having just all the money and not having to do anything with it, and not developing any skills, and not having any real purpose, like, that seems empty to me. I don't know. But as someone who's never gone through it, I guess I don't know for sure, so I do know that. I mean, would the work be as satisfying? Or would the rest be as satisfying if the work wasn't so hard? Can you have the highs without the lows? Or are your lows only as good as your highs? I'm getting real philosophical. Just a smudge on my glasses. It's been a not crazy week, but a crazy week at the same time. If I feel a little off to you all, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot too, thinking a lot about the future. Got to talk to a lot of family members on Christmas, because I gave a call back home and did that whole deal. I mean, I try to keep pretty regular communication up, but you know, I don't speak with a lot of my aunts, you know, beyond that, or, you know, so So it was nice. It was nice getting to speak with my aunts and, you know, my uncles don't really speak a whole lot. My dad, my grandmother too. My other grandmother, my father's side. I've talked a lot about my mom's side grandma. My father's side grandmother. First off, both of my grandfathers have passed away, and they passed when I was decently young, and this grandmother is the last grandparent I have left, my last grandparent, and it's kind of sad. She's going through some dementia, which is, you know, it's she's 92, so that's like it doesn't make it any less sad. It doesn't make it any less shitty. But, you know, like, it's, I know that she's getting up in age, and it's just getting harder to speak with her now. Like, we used to have some pretty decent conversations, and she'd tell me about, man, she loved to talk, and she was an insane person, because she would stay up till, 2-3 in the morning, but then wake up at, 6 or 7, 8 a.m. was sleeping in for her. Like, that's the generation, though. She grew up on a farm, all this whole thing. This is my grandmother who grew up on what we in Hawaii call the mainland, which I guess we just call the regular United States, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But she grew up in Oregon, then moved to Washington State. That's where my dad's from. And, I mean, she grew up in deep poverty. She was 10, I think, and had to raise her younger siblings. All of her siblings were younger, and then their father was their sole keeper, and then he died. And my grandmother was 10, and so she had to take care of all of the other kids. There were 3 or 4 other kids, and they were kind of on a farm together, so I mean they just sort of farmed and lived off the land, and it's pretty insane. It's pretty fucking insane to think about that. John Mulaney's joke about a 12-year-old looking after a 5-year-old and being what did he say? He's like, that's like getting a horse to look after your dog. It's like the blind leading the blind. It's like young leading the young, but man, I mean, she persevered and she lived to 92. I mean, she's 92 right now. She might even live a few more years. It is sad though. My grandfather on my dad's side also had dementia. So both sides it was steeped. My dad's side had, on one side, my dad's side has a whole bunch of issues and health problems, and my mom's side is squeaky clean. My grandfather died of stomach cancer, but he was he knew that he could have prevented it. He just didn't want to stop smoking cigarettes and drinking ridiculous amounts of alcohol. So the doctors got it 10 years in advance, and he was just like nah, fuck it. Just partied. He drank and smoked until the day he died, and I'm sure that he was in immense amounts of pain, but I mean, fuck it, man. He was just an OG. I'm just gonna live the way I want to live. He lived to 90. He lived to 90 years old. It's fucking crazy. He lived to 90 something. He was over 90. Yeah. So that side of my family is maybe there's some mental issues. Maybe alcoholism, if you consider that a health issue, but that's a reason why I stay away from it. Or in excess, at least. I don't really do a lot of... I've never smoked a cigarette. Never done... I don't really drink a whole lot ever. So, Yeah, it's I keep that part of it all under check. Back to my grandma, we had a talk, and she was struggling to kind of keep the conversation going, and it was a lot of repeating the same thing, and just you know, the typical stuff. And that's sad, because I don't know how much longer she has. And she was, of all my grandparents, my grandmother, this grandmother was probably the one that I connected with the most. Because when I was older, like, we would sit down and we would have talks. Like, when I was in high school, I would go up and visit her in Washington. And, I would just talk and ask her about stuff like the internment camps and... like, just bonkers shit. Just, like, her life, because she was an amazing woman to me. And, man, she just had... she had frightening stories. She just had stories... I think that's why I'm so grateful for a lot of what I have, is I know that on both of my grandparents' sides, they grew up in just extreme poverty. And in a time of extreme racism, and I'm Japanese, and they grew up in the time of, like, the fucking war and shit, like, people, fucking racism, and just huge amounts of it, and, I guess that's why I don't really get up in arms about a lot of shit, because I'm like, things are improving, things have improved a lot. My grandmother told me a story about sharing a room with a white girl. Fuck, what was it? Why were they sharing a room together? They were in college, I think. I think they were they in college? They were either in college or she was staying at, like, a friend's house. No, I think they were in college. Yeah, I think they were roommates in college. And my grandmother said that they became friends, and this white girl didn't know that my grandmother was Japanese. And this white girl found out later on in their friendship, and, this is just about as good of a story as you can get. It's not going the way you're thinking, but she found out my grandmother was Japanese and said, "Oh my God, you're Japanese?" My grandma was like, yeah, I'm Japanese. And she said, "Oh, I thought that the Japanese were like monsters. My parents told me that, like, Japanese people were like these demons and, like, just very unkind people, but you're very kind. You're actually very pleasant and very kind, and I you must be one of the good ones." like my grandmother, and my grandmother laughed about this terrifying story of, like, deep-seated racism, and, like, you must be one of the good ones is just, like, so far. Like, that's the best thing you could say probably back then. That's probably the best thing that you could have hoped for in that situation. You must be one of the good ones. Whereas today, that's a horrifying concept. You can't say that. Like, and nobody is saying that. You must be one of the good ones? Like, but they grew up in a time when newspapers were saying all of these awful things, and media was saying all of these awful things. And I was talking to somebody else about this, and I feel like right now is a wonderful time, because the internet is spreading awareness to so many people. I mean, you can say what you want about it, and there are pockets of people that are popping up and really kind of what is it? There pockets of minority groups that are popping up that make it seem like they're the majority because they're loud and all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, like, people are getting more awareness about different cultures, and people that are living in, you know, deeply racist areas are getting a chance to see on the internet, like, tons and tons of different, they're being exposed to so many different types of people, some of them bad, and a lot of them good, a lot of them just people that are vloggers or content creators or just seeing, you know, those Facebook videos of the acts of kindness of people, like, just so much shit. So it's like, now, if I'm growing up and I'm a kid and I'm on the internet and people are around me are saying, "Oh, this group of people is awful," and it's, you know, you used to just believe that. But now the internet exists and so much media exists around so many different types of and groups of people that, like, at some point you got to be like, So is the entire internet and everyone in the world wrong, or is this group of people and this town wrong? You know, or whatever, like, are the people who are telling me these things wrong? Because I'm seeing tons of good people daily on the internet, and I don't know, I think that that's a powerful tool. I think that for as much bad as we have, there's a whole lot more good. And we don't like to think about it, because humans are negative by nature. And that's not, that's like scientific, it's in our instincts to be negative, that when something bad happens, the first thing that we think of is the most negative thing, and that's a survival instinct, because that's what happened, because when we heard a bush rustle, we automatically assumed it was a saber-toothed tiger, and we ran away, and like now we're still wired that way, but we don't have to worry about that. At least in most places, you don't have to worry about something rattling a bush and then coming out and jumping out and attacking you and eating you, you know? So it's just insane to see the world and how it is. And I guess I got talking about this because I start feeling upset about things at times. Like, I start feeling upset about things like my grandmother, you know? And she's getting up there in age, and she's 92, and you know, these conversations aren't, like, that's the saddest part. That's really the saddest part, is that, like, when I really think about it, I won't have another conversation like that with her, you know? That's the upsetting part, is that I, like, the last time that I had one with her was probably a while ago. I don't know. It's been at least 5 years since I've had one of those good conversations, and I didn't really think about the fact that maybe those conversations would end one day. And, you know, I won't have those with her anymore. Like, she's not capable of having those anymore. And, that's tough, because there's nothing I can do about that, and there's nothing anyone can do about that. But what brings me, solace, what brings me comfort, is knowing that I'm living in a good world, and in a good place. And, as much as it seems sometimes like things are getting bad, I do look back at the things she's told me, at the life like some of these people have lived, and I kind of think that this is better. Like right now, this is way better than growing up in a place where you have to be 10 years old and take care of all of your siblings, and there's no type of anything set in place for children like that, and worlds of internment camps, and, like, I don't know, and you can say the current world isn't great, it's not perfect, but, like, outbound, just straight up, like, straight out there, racism, shit like that, shit that you had to deal with. I remember my grandfather once told me that when they moved, they were the only Japanese, they moved to Washington, and they were the only Japanese family in the entire neighborhood. And this was after World War II, but there was still a lot of, I gotta imagine, there was a lot of people who were still uncomfortable with that. So he told me that there was a level of, you had to make sure people really understood that you were okay. And I walk around now, and I don't have to deal with that. And I don't mean to belittle the problems of the world. I'm just saying I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Can I say that? I'm grateful for where I am. Because there's a lot of people that are not here. That are not in this place. where I can change my destiny, where I can do the things that I want to do. You know, people like my grandmother, my grandparents, my parents, they set this up for me. And so it's overwhelming sometimes. It's overwhelming to think about all that. And then I look at my grandmother now and I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful to her. Because it's not something I'm ever going to get back, you know? The talks with her, but I'll take them with me. And I'll try to be a better person from them. And try to continue the betterment of humanity. So, that's sort of where I'm at. God. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that since Christmas, and I talked with her, and it's been a few months, and it's just getting worse, and, you know, there's nothing I can do. But be grateful that I have what I do have. So, the fuck else is there to talk about? Welcome to Bremukai Podcast. It's the Mukrai Podcast. Oh, fuck. God, I was really trying to hold that together there. Barely got through that. Past week's just been, like, I've had a lot on my mind. I've had a lot on my mind these past days and, these past weeks, and 2019's coming, and, you know, what the fuck does that mean? I don't know. But yeah, it's just been good. Life's been really good. Sunday, Monday, Saturday, like, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Just really enjoyed the holiday. I did an improv class. I taught an improv class, which I always love doing, at the Voice Actors Studio. And, I just love teaching. My grandmother was a teacher. We thought she was a teacher. And then all these years we've had it wrong. She was actually a teacher's aide, but she didn't get a chance to graduate from college. But they paid her to basically come in and help teach little kids. And I like to think that some of that rubbed off on me, that, teaching love. Anyways, I've got snot and tears running down my face. I'm going to get my cell phone, without cutting, but I'm going to turn the camera up for all the YouTube people, because, I'm sitting here in my underpants right now. So you get to understand that reality. So let me turn this camera up. If you've been watching on YouTube, and then sorry. Yeah, I'm turning it up here. Okay, cool. Can't see my underpants. Sweet deal. Okay. Turn this camera down a bit. Boom. Is that it? Yeah, boom. Right there. Wanted to get my camera because I got a Mukai mail. So I'm so happy that somebody wanted to send in another Mukai mail. If you would like to send in some content for me to read, then you can reach out to me, Brent Mukai, BrentMukai, and then VO, as in voiceover, BrentMukai, VO, @gmail.com. So BrentMukai, V, as in voice, O, as in over, @gmail.com. BrentMukai, VO, @gmail.com. So, Nerdy Diva Nikki, who, thank you so much for supporting, everything. You comment all the time. You're always letting me know how you're doing. You keep in contact with me on Twitter, and now you've sent me a Mukai mail. I deeply appreciate you, Nikki. She says, first, a few would you rathers. One, would you rather never be able to use a touchscreen or never be able to use a keyboard and mouse? Oh, God. Oh, shit. That's a good question. Because a touchscreen would be my phone, and they don't even make phones. Like, I'd have to get a phone with a button. Like, I couldn't live without that. Yeah, keyboard and mouse, just because I couldn't live without a fucking smartphone. I couldn't do it. And then what would I buy? What phone still has buttons on it? Do they even make the Nokia bricks anymore? I don't fucking know, and I don't even care. I don't want to think about Nokia bricks. And a lot of you have no idea what a Nokia brick is. So and good for you. That means that you're young, and you still have lots and lots of time. Yeah, keyboard and mouse would be hard to live without. I couldn't game. I couldn't, or no, I could game. I just use a controller. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. And then I just get, like, big screen iPads and just, you know, do, like, Tony Stark style. Boop, 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 boop. But do you like that miming? Okay, number two. Would you rather have everything you eat be too salty or not salty enough no matter how much salt you add? Not salty enough. Because I don't, there's a lot of foods that are great that I don't want salty at all. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want cereal salty, so there's no there's no not salty enough. And then foods that are not salty enough, I'd just use another spice, hopefully. Whereas if everything was too salty, like, if everything is too salty, then it's just like, ugh, I don't want any salt in a fucking, you know, a cup of Cocoa Puffs, a bowl of Cocoa Puffs. If I'm on the go, a cup of Cocoa Puffs. Don't judge me. Don't make like you've never poured cereal into a cup and then taken it with you because you're you fucking woke up too late and now you have a cup on the go. Don't fucking pretend, America. Don't fucking pretend that you're not also a piece of shit like me who's fucking waiting. You set your alarm and you put the snooze button and you put two fucking alarms so that you can wake up at the real time you want to, but the other alarm is just in case your fucking lazy ass doesn't want to wake up on time, and so you hit snooze enough times, and then it gets annoying when two alarms are going off within a couple minutes of each other, and then you wake up fucking late and you gotta go to fucking school, and so you get a cup and then you pour in the Cocoa Puffs and you say, I'm a genius, I've just changed the game, and then you regret it later because you're like, fuck, that's not enough Cocoa Puffs. I wanted more Cocoa Puffs. If only I'd waken up earlier. I could have had a whole bowl of Cocoa Puffs and enjoyed that rich, delicious, creamy chocolate milk, because it turns your milk chocolate. It's the genius of Cocoa Puffs. God, I want carbs so bad. Still on the keto. Still doing it. Almost 4 weeks now. This Monday will make 4 fucking weeks. I've lost like 10 pounds, maybe 15, depending on my fucking scale. Is it showing in my face? I don't know. Hopefully. I feel like I'm losing weight, but I don't know. And I feel a little better. Okay. And if the Avatar team were to make another series and cast you as the Avatar, my God, would you rather be an Earth Kingdom or Fire Nation born Avatar? Wow. Nerdy Diva Nikki. One, I love that show. It's probably one of my favorite shows. That is definitely a goal, is to work with Joaquin Dos Santos. God, Michael Dante DiMartino. I think the two of them are geniuses. I loved the first series. Korra, I thought, was amazing as well. And your question is actually quite relevant. And I can tell you're a fan because you asked me Earth or Fire, because we already have had an airbender and a waterbender. So the next one would be definitely a firebender or earthbender. So I see what you did there. I see the thought that went into that. God, that's tough. There's no cool earthbenders. There's no cool earthbenders. Like, Toph, yeah, sure. Okay. She's more of a metal bender than anybody. What other earthbender is there that's, like, really cool? You're going to tell me that other guy? He's the lame-o guy. Like, he was, like, the comic relief friend in the Korra series. I don't even remember his name. What was it? Daryl? It was definitely not Daryl. I'd want to be, but that's tough too, because I wouldn't necessarily want to be a cool Avatar. I'd want to be like a, because I haven't done that either, where the Avatar is like an uncool guy, where he's like, which would kind of be my bent, I think, like a comedic person. Like usually the comedic Avatar or the characters were the friend characters. I guess you could make an argument that Aang was kind of like comedic, but he wasn't really. He was just sort of naive, and it was like, I'd want him to be like an actual, like really funny type of Avatar, or like lame, like he's like really lame and trying to crack jokes and be cool, but he's not cool. Like that would be somebody I could play really well, I think. There's not been like a firebender. All the firebenders have been just like super cool, super crazy. So as much as I'd like to put earthbending and the Earth Kingdom on the map, because there's not as many characters that are like notable in it other than Toph and Toph's two daughters. And please correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm overlooking some really cool earthbender, please. I'm Bumi. He wasn't that great. He was okay. It would be such an interesting contrast to play a firebender that's just not cool. Like a firebender that's not Zuko and not like, whatever Zuko's sister's name was, or Iroh or the Fire Lord. Like there's all the, just these cool fucking people. And then, like all of them are just cool. None of them are like lame, comedic, like they're kind of lame and trying to be funny and trying to be cool. Like that would be a character I would love to play. And that character would be in Fire Nation. So I talked myself out of Earth. I choose Fire. If I'm going to be the Avatar, let me be Fire. Let's see. Second, I tell you a fair bit that you give off the good teacher vibes when people have questions or talk about aspirations. But to be honest, when I really appreciate things or people, it's hard for me to just accept these things because I want to make people feel loved, appreciated, encouraged, or whatever they made me feel. You said during a Cuphead stream from fall that just going and doing work, even unpaid, was experience and could help with future work. After 64 plus typography posters, my pastor saw them and asked me to do typography for services. Basically, the message or key points, such as calm to chaos or Emmanuel, to which I immediately responded yes and couldn't shut up about it. After thinking about it for a while, I realized how applicable your advice really gets when I find myself taking it in, whether I realized I was taking it or only noticed in hindsight. Even during Paco's attempt at the Vlog a Day episode you were on, I missed the podcast where you guys just said how you look up to each other and Paco was crying, and I nearly started crying myself when I saw his vlog. Paco, by the way, give a little bit of, one of my oldest friends, honestly. Like he's, and not old as in he's old, like I've just known this guy for forever. We lost touch. We regained connection because he does YouTube and Twitch. In fact, check him out at twitch.tv/yellowpaco. Great fucking guy. Very interesting. Teaching me a lot about social media shit and how to go about it. Very, very brutally honest guy too, which I respect a lot. And I think he's often misunderstood. Now I've jerked him off enough, so go check him out if any of that floats your fancy. And he and I also have done some podcast episodes on his channel called The Come Up Kids. If you'd like to watch it, we just talk about our journeys in this whole thing and kind of joke around and fuck around with each other. So yeah, that's Paco. And beyond the motivational things, you genuinely make me laugh. My friends and I still laugh about how you apologize for swearing in front of my parents, especially how my mom walked in right as you shouted fucking mummy at Jimmy the Great, which was during one of the Cuphead streams for sure. God, those Cupheads get me real fucking upset. When you talk to them for responding to posts in which I tagged you, they tell me it was fun to talk to you. Plus, the spontaneity of your online presence is amusing. You could be in the encouraging moment, then talking about things I rushed to grab my headphones for to avoid getting more weird looks from my parents. Even back with the initial improv stream, I ran for my headphones because Bible school and the fat basement, let's just say I didn't want friends walking in on that. Which, another inside thing, me and Paco did a stream where we just did improv. We did some improv games, which for me was a trip and very hard because it's hard to gauge improv when the entire audience is online and you can't hear them laughing. So we went to some crazy places, ended up talking about a FAP basement, which I guess Nerdy Diva Nikki was listening to at Bible school. But I thought it was hilarious. I bring up these things a lot because they greatly impacted how this year's gone down for me in February. I was just in it because improv. Then Paco's streams became more prevalent. Your videos and streams came up, and I've learned so much. Laughed at so many strange scenarios. Felt like I was in a community. Even though I hardly know anyone in them, the pain of having to explain certain things when you guys got the box of junk food and watching you guys grow and being there when you or Paco needed it are some of the most memorable things to happen in the past year. I think I constantly bring these things up because I want to express genuine gratitude, and to my stupid brain, the thanks or this was great comments online don't satisfy the act of being grateful. But unless I find myself in Vegas or you in Canada, these will have to do. Wish I could say more, and honestly wish I could do more, but I work with what I've got. Hope recording went well, and I hope you have a great week. Thank you, Nerdy Diva Nikki. I appreciate your sent-in Mukai mail. And I'm deeply grateful to you. I was about to say gracious. That wasn't the right word. I'm deeply grateful to you for listening. I'm grateful to all of you who are sticking around. And you true believers, all of you people who just, I don't know, enjoy the podcast and dig the podcast because it's kind of... I don't know. I was thinking about it just today. It's kind of random, and it's kind of not the proper format for a podcast. Like, I have friends who only want to listen to the Friday podcast, and I have friends who only like it when I interview people. So it's like I'm trying to please everybody, and I think when you do that, you end up pleasing no one. So I'm still figuring this out. Still figuring out the whole thing. Write to me. Send in what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to read some of your mail, some of your would you rathers. BrentMukaiVO@gmail.com or BrentMukai, BrentMukai on social media. I'm doing this for fun, and I'm doing this as just a way to track my journey, track my progress as I'm going. And I like the fact that anyone wants to watch that is deeply humbling. Just deeply humbling. So... yeah, I think I can add an extra layer of maybe entertainment. Maybe that's what the podcast is lacking. Maybe I just need to be more entertaining. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe the truth and the honesty, sure, that's great, but I need to make it more entertaining somehow. So yeah, that's definitely a thing. For this last part, let's finish off with an improvised commercial, shall we? What do I have that I have not advertised? What's just laying around on my desk? I have a Carl's Jr. bag. That's gross. I live in squalor. I just have this old ass Carl's Jr. bag. Okay. Here's my Carl's Jr. improvised commercial. Hey, Carl's Jr. This one's on old Brent. Hit me up for some brand deals, huh? Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, the one sitting on the couch watching this commercial thinking, hey, I'm on a keto diet. What can I eat? I'm tired of cauliflower. I'm tired of people telling me that seaweed tastes good. I'm tired of bacon. Yeah, I'm tired of bacon. I need something new. I need something delicious, and I need something inventive. Well, let me tell you, there's actually something out there that's like that. It's called Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. Here at Carl's Jr., we offer the lettuce wrap burgers, lettuce wrap chicken, lettuce wrap anything. Hey, let us do everything for you. Lettuce wraps, lettuce on burgers, lettuce on chicken and bacon. I don't think there's anything else in Carl's Jr., so that's really about it. I mean, French fries, but that's not keto. So if you are looking for a keto diet and you're wondering, what can I get where I can just pay enough money to make myself feel like I didn't get McDonald's? Come on down to Carl's Jr., where we got your back. Keto friendly. Carl's Jr., we go places. That's not their slogan. Anyways, Carl's Jr., don't you want more of that quality commercial work? Don't you want more of that shit? Anyways, thank you so much, everyone. Just thanks. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Let me know how your Christmas went. If you'd like a sticker, shoot it out. Brent Mukai, BrentMukai. Send me some Mukai mails about what you think of the podcast, how your day's going. Just giving me something to have a conversation about. And, yeah. If you have any topics you'd like me to talk about, that's another thing. I keep thinking maybe I should talk about specific topics. Maybe that's a thing, but we'll see. Anyways, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I definitely did. Got a good cry in, and I will see you on Wednesday.